Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
And the National Director of Priests for Life, our good friend, Father Frank Pavone. Great to see you, Father.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a relaxing weekend.
Thank you. I hope you did, too.
We did. All right. So this is good news, Father, but I assume for you it's not good enough. We're still looking at nearly 650,000 yearly abortions. Now, the Democrats, of course, took control of the House of Representatives. What is that going to mean for the pro-life movement and any related legislation?
Well, of course, legislatively, things grind to a halt. And the good thing, of course, for the pro-life movement, and one of the things that we're very focused on, is that the fact that the Senate has not only maintained but increased Republican majority means good news for the courts, because so much of the abortion agenda, along with so many other liberal agendas that are not friendly at all to Christian or American values, for that matter, have been advanced through the courts. And so the president is going to continue to be able to get very good judges confirmed, and we expect an additional Supreme Court justice at some point. But as far as legislation, as you're mentioning, you know, there were some very good pieces of pro-life legislation ready to come again through the House and the Senate. For example, measures involving the further defunding of Planned Parenthood, and measures also protecting babies in the latest stages of pregnancy, babies who are being legally killed in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th months of pregnancy, healthy babies carried by healthy mothers. So the Democrats don't want anything to do with those kinds of protective laws. So that will grind to a halt. But what we will seek the opportunity to do, though, is to expose the extremism of the other side. And I think we can pretty much count on the fact that the Democrats leading the House will, again, as they so often do, overreach. They will overplay their hand. They will demonstrate their extremism. And if they spend all their time investigating instead of trying to legislate, well, I think the American people are going to say, hey, this is not why we put you into office.
You think we'll see anything from the lame duck Republican House in the next month?
Yes. Well, you know, the lame duck Republican session does have various opportunities to pass some legislation. And I hope that they're I was at a meeting in Washington just before Thanksgiving, in which we talked about this with some of the leading lawmakers, and they do see some opportunities to try some legislative measures. But what we also have done, a number of other conservative and pro-life leaders and I have urged the Senate to work round the clock to confirm as many of the judges as possible who have already been nominated. And also, we have to keep in mind the executive appointments. A lot of the work of this administration is not getting done because a lot of the positions in the executive branch are still vacant.
Right.
And the president has nominated some excellent people to fill these positions, and the Democrats have been slowing things down in the Senate, even though they're in the minority, and they can slow things down. And so we're pressing that the Senate stay in session during this lame duck period of time and get all these nominees confirmed. That would be a tremendous step forward. I think legislatively there are also some things to be done, and I think they're going to work as hard as they can to do that.
All righty. Well, the Reverend Franklin Graham was discussing politics. Father, he weighed in on his relationship with President Trump yesterday. He says the president is doing good work in support of Christianity. Let's listen to Graham.
Now, people say, well, Franklin, how can you defend him when he's lived such a sordid life? I never said he was the best example of the Christian faith. He defends the faith, and I appreciate that very, very much.
And one issue that certainly Father sides with conservative Christians is that the Trump administration is attempting to make it easier for employers to exclude birth control from health insurance benefits provided under the Affordable Care Act, of course also known as Obamacare. Instead, women denied contraceptive coverage by their employers would be eligible for the family planning program under Title 10 of the Public Health Service Act. So what would these changes mean practically, Father, with regards to birth control mandates? What do they mean to the average American?
Well, people need to understand this does not in any way make birth control illegal. What this simply does, and we at Priests for Life were one of the key plaintiffs in a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court to defend our freedom to conduct our business affairs according to our faith. In other words, the Obama administration was trying to force us to violate our faith by providing these contraceptive and abortifacient drugs in our health insurance plans. The Trump administration helped us and many other employers by saying, no, you don't have to violate your faith. And that, by the way, is already the law. It's already the law that the government can't force a believer to choose between his beliefs and following the law. So the court and the Trump administration are simply enforcing existing law. They're also doing the same with regard to Title 10. They're simply enforcing existing law that says that there needs to be a separation between the money that goes to from the federal government to family planning and facilities that actually perform or refer to for abortions. So what's being done here, you know, the left will make all kinds of complaints. It's one of these the sky is falling routines. Right. Oh, birth control is not going to be available or accessible anymore. Totally ridiculous. What's being done here instead is that the religious faith, the moral conviction shared by tens of millions of Americans are being protected by reinforcing existing law that's already been in place. And that's really what's going on here. And I hope people don't get fooled by all the rhetoric from the other side. And well, by the way, I concur with Reverend Graham, by the way. I was with him not too long ago. And let me show my concurrence. During the election season, I've been wearing this hat. Okay, it's the familiar Make America Great Again. And, you know, together with, again, tens of millions of other Americans, you know, I think the president is doing a fantastic job and a special way for us in the religious community. All thumbs up for him.
I think he's been one of the strongest presidents on religious liberties that I've seen in my lifetime. But let's talk about, in about the minute and a half we have left, the hypocrisy of the left on religious liberties. And I want to talk to you about something Department of HHS is doing. But really quickly, the left doesn't seem to care much about religious liberties for Christians, Catholics, etc., when it's an issue like abortion, the Ten Commandments being displayed. But now, Ilhan Omar, a Muslim woman, is elected to Congress, and all of a sudden, their priority one is to change a 181-year rule so that she could wear her hijab on the House floor. Now, if that's the way they rule, fine, it's the law of the land. Those are the rules in Congress. They now have the House. That's their prerogative. But isn't it hypocritical? Yeah. Isn't it hypocritical to now preach religious liberties when it comes to the religious liberties of Christians? They're not only absent, they're hostile.
They are hostile. They have been hostile. It's a constant track record. And we have to understand that, you know, religious liberty, just like when we talk about these other phrases like equality, right, you know, justice, the challenge of these terms is that it really does have to apply to everybody. And this is the challenge for the left is, hey, you know what? It applies to us Christians, too. They talk about diversity. Hey, it could be as diverse as you want, unless right. You're a practicing Catholic or a serious Christian.
Yeah, that's right. Then all of a sudden, diversity becomes a very, very bad word. All right, last topic for you to weigh in on, Father. Department of Health and Human Services is facing pressure from leading anti-abortion groups to cancel more than $100 million in federal funding for research projects that use fetal tissue. Now, I'm assuming you and Priests for Life are against this funding. If so, can you just explain in about a minute what your biggest concern is and why you're fighting this use of tax dollars?
Yes, I was one of the signatories of that letter to Secretary Azar. Very simply, first of all, medically and scientifically, there's no clear benefit to using tissue from aborted babies. We can accomplish the same medical benefits from tissue obtained from in legitimate ways from adult stem cells and other sources. Number two, it's very possible that laws are being broken in the obtaining of these aborted baby parts, as we have seen in the videos, the undercover videos about Planned Parenthood. And it's just unethical. I mean, We just had Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't think people would enjoy their Thanksgiving dinner very much if it was given to them as stolen goods. You know, you don't want to participate in the evil act that somebody else has done. And so there's ethical concerns, there's legal concerns, and again, but the bottom line for me is, what scientific benefit does it have? And there's been no transparency here about how many or how or what kind of gestational age these aborted baby parts are. So we've got to, you know, first of all, find out what's really going on here. And there's better ways of achieving the same medical ends. We're not against the medical research. We're certainly not against medical progress. But we want to do it ethically and legally and soundly from a scientific basis.
Father Frank Pavone, Priest for Life. Father, always great to see you. Thanks for being here.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for watching. If you'd like to see more breaking news coverage, exclusive interviews, and great videos, click over here to our YouTube channel and subscribe. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. Newsmax TV.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.